At the turn of the 20th century, Russian composers were leading the way to a new phase of modernism. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
Anytime you hear the word Russian these days, there's a good chance that one of the next words you hear will be interference. The image of Russia this inevitably creates is that of a power operating on the fringes of Europe, or on the fringes of Western democracies more generally. It reflects a suspicion that has a long pedigree. After the fall of Napoleon, the European states all looked apprehensively at Russia with its enormous army parked in France. Russia was clearly in Europe, as Henry Kissinger once put it, but not exactly part of Europe. Culturally speaking, too, Russia has a sense of independence that was particularly strong as modernism swept Europe in the latter 19th century. Even most Russian artists who rebelled against official styles tried to do so with an art that was distinctively Russian, that appealed to the common people, the peasants of its vast historic landscape. But for a couple of decades around the turn of the century, Russian artists of almost all kinds had a transformative effect on almost every art form in which modernism was putting down roots. Tchaikovsky is probably the best known of this group to the general public, at least in terms of composers, thanks mostly to the 1812 Overture and his collection of ballet music like Swan Lake and The Nutcracker. But we don't automatically think of him as a modernist. Like many Russian composers of his generation, he has a wonderful sense of melody that's firmly rooted in Russian folk music. That was how he and many of the new young composers rebelled against the official styles of the academy and the upper classes. Dmitri Shostakovich is another Russian composer whose influence has spread throughout the orchestral world in a very profound way. Shostakovich deserves more attention in the United States than he gets. Through his numerous symphonies, some of which are very creative and almost cinematic, and in his series of emotionally charged string quartets, he explores the role of the artist under Soviet oppression. The Russian composer who, to our ears, is the most identifiably modern is the great Igor Stravinsky. Over a few years, in just a couple of ballets rooted in Russian folklore, he completely transformed the role rhythm plays in orchestral music. It's all enough to make one wonder what was going on in Russia over a handful of decades that caused it to produce composers on the order of Vienna in the time of Mozart and Beethoven. Widen the focus just a bit, and one quickly realizes that it's not just composers, but an incredible roster of visual and performing artists that energized Russia's cultural scene at the dawn of the 20th century. More on this next week.
You can find past episodes on our website, kwbu.org. Just look for David and Art under the Programs tab.